This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, scuttling biopiracy in the Amazon. But first, it's been a record year for California state lawmakers, though not necessarily a good one. California's now been engaged in the longest budget battle in modern state history, more than 60 days past the beginning of the fiscal year. The state Senate passed its version of the budget last month, but Democrats and Republicans in the Assembly are still bickering over a $4 billion gap. From Sacramento, Laura Seidel reports on what's taking so long.
The grass on the Capitol lawn may be growing faster than the rate at which Democrats and Republicans are making progress on this year's budget negotiations. It's a typical political battle. Republicans want to fill the budget gap with program cuts, and Democrats want to pay for it by raising taxes. And, of course, both sides are casting stones. Republican Assemblymember Lynn Leach says the Democratic Governor Gray Davis is the only one with power to break the stalemate.
California needs a leader who is willing to get engaged in this state with the legislators. Now, after all, he is the major player that's been absent from all of this.
Steve Maviglio is a spokesperson for Governor Davis.
I think it's very clear the Republicans want to say this is the longest budget struggle ever, so they can try to pin that on the governor in the weeks before the election. And that's clearly their strategy, is to not cooperate and to draw this out.
Political observers agree that there probably is an effort by Republicans to tarnish Davis in an election year. But the governor is working just as hard to stay out of the fray, says Dan Walters, political columnist for the Sacramento Bee.
He does not want to be associated with the failure to have a budget. So he's saying, hey, it's not my problem, let the legislature do it. So he's running around the country raising money and doing media events and that sort of thing and basically ignoring what's going on in the budget.
There are other forces at work in this year's sluggish process. Bob Stern, president of the Nonpartisan Center for Governmental Studies, says one factor is legislators aren't feeling the usual election year heat because there will be little political fallout from their actions.
We have legislators who are not in competitive elections because of the reapportionment they passed last year, protecting 95% of them. We have legislators who are term limited out, so they really don't have that much at stake.
Stern says this year's budget impasse has been brought about by what he calls the perfect storm of unfortunate political and economic winds. An election year for the governor, a depressed state economy, and bad decisions made during recent boom times. But a long budget battle is by no means a new scenario in California state politics. In 1997 and 98, the fight went on 41 days past the start of the fiscal year. And in 1992, the last record year, it lasted an extra 60 days. Gene Ross, director of the watchdog group, the California Budget Project, says California is one of only three states that requires a two-thirds majority of both houses of the legislature to pass a budget. That's too high a hurdle, she says.
And I think it's time that California revisit our fundamental rules because we are so diverse. We have urban and rural, north and south. We are ethnically diverse. We're diverse in terms of our economy.
Meanwhile, as lawmakers bicker, some people are feeling the consequences of inaction.
What do we want? What budget? And when do we want it?
This week, a group of disabled Californians and their service providers staged a protest at state offices in San Francisco. Until a budget is passed, the state cannot pay for disabled programs. It's hitting providers like Kent Nicholson, who's had to lay off half his staff and cut back on services for his clients.
It may be 2 to 3 weeks before we can get an attendant for somebody. They may not have any way to get a bath during that time. They may not have a way to get food during that time. All these things are important.
The legislative session is scheduled to end on Saturday at midnight. State senators say they're going home, but members of the assembly may have to return after Labor Day to continue their negotiations. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in Sacramento.